From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Duka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo is expected to firstly get vaccinated within 1 day or 2 days after the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency BPOM issuance of the emergency use authorization for the vaccine. At the presidential palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, he stated that thereafter, the vaccination will be administered to doctors and nurses. As quoted by Taranos Agency, President Joko Widodo explained, the emergency use for authorization for the vaccine will be released by the BPOM. The government expects the authorization to be issued in this week or the next. After the president, doctors and nurses receive the shot. The public will also follow suit to receive vaccination. President Joko Widodo is optimistic of the situation returning normalcy following the vaccination. He also reminded that at least 70% of the population, or 182 million people, should get vaccinated to establish herd immunity. Meanwhile, Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin had earlier noted that the president would get vaccinated on Wednesday, January 13. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that the realization of the debt financing in 2020 reached 1.226.8 trillion rupiah, a growth of 180.4% compared to the year-ago period, when it was recorded at 437.5 trillion rupiah. As reported by Taranos Agency at the Kita State Budget Press Conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, she stated that the realization met 100.5% of the target of 1.220.5 trillion rupiah. Set under the Presidential Decree No. 72, Year 2020, and was increased for handling the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and bringing about National Economic Recovery, or PEN. She also remarked that for the debt financing of 1.226.8 trillion rupiah, this has reached 100.5% of the Presidential Decree target. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry has announced that the two Indonesian nationals who were working aboard South Korean vessels when it was seized by Iranian authorities earlier this week, are safe. Director of Citizen Protection of the Ministry, Yuda Nugraha, as reported by JakartaPost.com, stated that the Indonesian embassy in Tehran had sent a diplomatic notice to the Iranian government requesting consular access to the seized tanker. Both the Indonesian nationals, identified only as AW and MA, were working aboard the empty Hankook Chemi as it was seized in the Persian Gulf. Indonesian embassy officials in Bandar Abbas, Iran, have visited the ship and its crew. Yuda Nugraha also explained that the Indonesian crew members were safe. He further said that the ministry had contacted the seafarer's employer to help them get in touch with their families. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi stated on Wednesday that national health security and independence will be her two diplomatic priorities for 2021, as quoted by Antaranus Agency at the 2021 annual Minister of Foreign Affairs statement virtually. She explained that her side's focus is to realize the commitments on vaccine through bilateral and multilateral partnerships. She further said that besides securing vaccine supplies, Indonesia will prioritize strengthening research and transfer of technology in the public health sector, as well as increasing response and preparedness to deal with future pandemics at the national, regional, and global levels. Minister Warsudi also highlighted the importance of increasing international participation to support national health industries, which cover pharmaceutical raw materials, pharmacy, and health tools and facilities. Let's move it on to the international news. Israel struck targets in southern Syria on Wednesday in the third such attack in nearly 10 days, state TV reported, as military defectors said the missiles targeted Iranian Revolutionary Guard bases. As reported by Reuters.com, a military spokesman said missiles flying over the Golan Heights targeted several locations and air defenses downed several missiles. Live coverage showed a multi-story building on fire. State media quoted as Syrian army spokesman said that the air defense responded to an aerial Israeli aggression on some targets in the southern region. Two military defectors said the strikes hit the Kiswa area in the southern outskirts of the capital Damascus and military bases used by Lebanon's pro-Iranian Hezbollah group. Leader of North Korea Kim Jong-un has admitted his five-year economic plan for the isolated country failed to meet its target in almost every sector. As quoted by BBC.com, he was speaking at the opening of a rare congress of his ruling Workers' Party, only the eighth in its history. North Korea closed its border last January to prevent the spread of COVID-19, despite claiming to have no cases of the virus that has left it cut off from its neighbor and ally, China. Trade between the two has plummeted by about 80%. Typhoons and floods have devastated homes and crops in North Korea, which remains under strict international sanction, including over its nuclear program. The BBC Laura Baker in Seoul reports that it is not unusual for Kim Jong-un to admit mistakes. In fact, it is quickly becoming one of his trademarks. Canada Quebec province will impose a curfew starting on Saturday and extend an existing lockdown through February 8 to curb the spread of the coronavirus, as it works to speed up a vaccination campaign to counter soaring cases of COVID-19. As reported by Reuters.com, Premier François Legault said on Wednesday that the new curfew will run from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. even as non-essential businesses remain shut and home gatherings are prohibited as part of a shock treatment to save lives and the province health network. He also said schools will remain open. Quebec is wrestling with more than 2,500 COVID-19 cases a day, a surge that threatens to increase hospitalization beyond their spring peak in the next few weeks. The new restriction comes as Canada faces a widespread second wave of the virus and concern over the pace of vaccination efforts to protect citizens from the illness and combat its spread. Listener, that was the news.
The new hope to exit the pandemic is open wide following the vaccine readiness. Since the end of December 2020, some countries have begun the vaccination. In December 2020, Indonesia had 3 million doses coming from China. But Indonesia also had ordered vaccines from other producers. In the first stage or mid-January, Indonesia will start the vaccination for medical workers, doctors, and security personnel as the frontliners. Then, the younger and elderly citizens will be given at the end of January. About the vaccine, President Joko Widodo, in a closed meeting on Wednesday, said the government had prepared more than 329.5 million vaccine doses from various producers. The first vaccine from Sinovac will be injected to President Joko Widodo on January 13, 2021. Being the first to be vaccinated, President Joko Widodo hoped to give spirit to the people across the country. Meanwhile, the head of Foods and Drugs Monitoring Agency, or BPOM, Penny Kalukito, ensured the Sinovac vaccine is safe. BPOM also guaranteed the quality of the vaccine. Although the third phase of the clinical test is not finished, vaccines have given a sense of security and comfort for Indonesians. Moreover, in some countries, vaccination has begun. The plan to provide vaccination for both the young and the elderly is appreciated. It is because other countries prioritize the vaccine only for the elderly. According to health experts of Australia and Singapore, Indonesia's plan must be an example. Truly, Indonesian government will not be reckless in executing the vaccination scenario.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, our daily segment Today in History starts with the event on January 7, 1965, when Indonesia left the United Nations. On January 7, 1965, Indonesia left the United Nations, UN, in protest at the election of Malaysia as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. Indonesia was officially out 13 days later via a letter from the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Subandrio, dated January 20, 1965, to the Secretary General of the United Nations, U Thant. Thus, Indonesia automatically left several agencies under the United Nations, such as UNESCO, UNICEF, and FAO. Indonesia's exit from the UN did not last long. The second president, Suharto, decided that Indonesia returned to the UN. Indonesia's wishes were warmly welcomed at the UN General Assembly on September 28, 1966. Next event is that in 1984, Brunei Darussalam officially became the sixth member of ASEAN. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, was founded in 1967 with five member countries, namely Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, and the Philippines. On January 7, 1984, Brunei Darussalam joined to become the sixth ASEAN member. Currently, there are 10 ASEAN members, namely Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, Brunei Darussalam, Vietnam, Laos, Myanmar, and Cambodia. The last event is that in 1989, Japanese Emperor Hirohito passed away. Emperor Hirohito passed away in January 7, 1989 at the age of 87 in Fukiage, Tokyo, Japan. Before passing away, he was known to be suffering duodenal cancer. During his lifetime, Hirohito was known as the emperor with the longest reign in Japan and was one of the important figures during World War II. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Jalani.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with me, Rahmawati, with My Indonesia. Today's edition is entitled Earlier Cleanup at Kuta Beach. People around Kuta Beach, Bali started 2021 by cleaning up the beach. The cleanup, which was done on Friday, January 1st, also involved the Indonesian military or TNI and police or Polri, scout or pramuka members, and the state agency apparatuses. Three heavy equipment were used to ease the transport of garbage, which included not only plastics, but also woods and bamboos. The collected garbage reached 30 tons. Territorial Assistant Chief of Staff Military Command Kodam 9 Udayana, Colonel Infantry Made Mahaparta said at Kuta Beach that 70% of the garbage is plastics. Head of Environment and Cleanliness Service of Badung Regency, Iwayan Puja, said the piling garbage at Kuta Beach is an annual issue. Plastic waste and other marine debris washes onto Kuta Beach every year in the rainy season. According to Wayan Puja, this year, big woods waste starts to decrease. It is mostly plastic waste. It means that the garbage comes from the residential waste that fails to be handled properly. Wayan Puja explained that in the rainy season, garbage from residents and other areas is swept by the river flow entering Kuta Beach, scattering along the 15-kilometer-long coastal line. Meanwhile, Denpasar Naval Base Commander Colonel Ketut Budiantara said the cleanup had to start from all people. He encouraged the locals and tourists to keep the cleanliness of the beach and put garbage properly when having recreation in the beach. According to Budiantara, besides spoiling the beauty, garbage can harm ecosystem in the beach. If the garbage from the seashore enters the area near the dock, ship traffic may be disturbed. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia for today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Bayangan dirimu selalu mengisi hatiku. Bilakah kan
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Rahma on Indonesian Wonder. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Kue Lompong. At a glance from the outside, this typical Purworejo cake looks less attractive. The shape is rectangular and wrapped in dry banana leaves. The color is jet black, not bright like the other traditional cakes in Indonesia. The main ingredient is lompong, or in Indonesian, the stem of taro leaves. The taro stem is peeled clean and then cut into small pieces. The lompong is soaked until it is free from sap. Then, the lompong is boiled into mush. Furthermore, it is filtered to take the juice which produces a blackish color. This lompong juice is then mixed with straw flour, sticky rice flour, and sugar. The dough is then stirred and given coconut oil or cooking oil so that it doesn't stick when steaming. After that, the dough is filled with mashed peanuts and brown sugar, wrapped in dried banana leaves or claras, then steamed for about 2 hours. The claras that are used are not just any claras, but it must be claras that dry naturally on the tree. If you wrap the lompong cake using dry claras by drying it in the sun, the lompong cake will rot and mold faster. For the black color, which usually uses lompong, now many traders have changed the coloring material to dry damen or burned dry rice tree, because it is considered more practical. Listener, when you eat the cake, you can feel the chewy taste of lompong cake. The peanuts are tasty and sweet because it is mixed with brown sugar. In Purworejo, lompong cake is sold in traditional markets and in Purworejo Souvenir Center. Lompong cake is also often purchased as souvenir and eaten as breakfast. Lompong cake is sold from 2,000 rupiah to 5,000 rupiah per piece. If you buy lompong cake as a souvenir, this cake will only last for 1 week out of the refrigerator. If it feels hard, it's better to re-steam before consumption. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Rahmawati, signing out. Bye for now.
Yeah.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, even though Indonesia has implemented a new normal or new habit policy, in reality, the number of positive patients with COVID-19 still increases day by day. To solve this problem, three students of 10 November Institute of Technology, ITS, have created an application called Anti-COVID, which offers self-protection from COVID-19. The three students are Rosalia Kurniasari, Belinda Kezia Purwanto, and M. Dinandia Hendriko, who are members of the HORE team. They have innovated an application that collaborates with medical personnel and volunteers. One of the excellent features of the anti-COVID is the home rapid test service. Rosala Kurniasari, or who is usually called Rosa, as the team leader, explained that most Indonesians still do not comply with the health protocol rules and do not understand the rapid test procedures. Then, there are still many people who are afraid to do a rapid test at the hospital. In fact, in the new normal era, there are many interests that require rapid test results. For example, when using train or plane transportation. Therefore, the HORE team provides features such as rapid test services from home, so people do not have to worry about contracting the COVID-19 virus from the hospital. When the user has carried out a rapid test, the results can be downloaded via the application. If the result is positive, the patient will be given an independent isolation warning, which will be supervised by health workers for 14 days in accordance with existing regulations. In addition, there are several other features which are offered. Take for example, the users are able to conduct online consultations related to COVID-19 with medical personnel. They can also find out the latest health news, especially regarding COVID-19 information. This anti-COVID application can also help prevent transmission with social distancing, because this application is equipped with a director finding system, so it can track the user's location. If there are two or more users getting closely, a notification will appear in the form of a warning to keep each other's distance. The technology which is used to track the user's location is the Bluetooth 5.1 feature equipped with BLE or Bluetooth Low Energy, so it doesn't drain a lot of cell phone batteries. In addition, this mobile-based application is built by using the PHP programming language and the jQuery mobile framework. That was Miss Seleni.
We'll be right back.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让整齐佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Today, Amrahma will present you with a song by Ais Dahlia. Before becoming a soloist, Ais Dahlia started her career by joining a band called Antik Klik in 1975. This group consists of Ais Dahlia on the vocals, Reni Asmara on the drums, Nini Kastanya on alto sax, Evi Marta on the bass, and Reza Anggoman on the guitar and organ. They participated in the Women's Band Festival throughout Indonesia in 1975. Having performed in many cities, this band did not last long and disbanded. After that, Ace chose to pursue a solo career and a duet with the famous singer Hetty Koes Endang by performing a song called Siksa. This song won the Indonesian Popular Song Festival in 1981. A year later, Ace was handled by Titiek Puspa and produced an album entitled Apanya Dong. This album sold well in the market and catapulted her to fame. In this album, the top single entitled Apanya Dong is also sung by the songwriter Titiek Puspa. Well, listener, here is the song Apanya Dong by Ais Darlia.
Pikir-pikir apanya dong yang sebelah mana? Sesuatu sangat menarik. Pikir-pikir apanya dong, dia punya apa? Sungguh mati aku tertarik. Semuanya biasa saja. Coba aku lihat lagi, yang mana yang menarik? Mungkin itu matanya, hidungnya. Semuanya biasa saja. Makin aku memandangnya, makin aku jatuh hati. Lama-lama aku pikir-pikir apa tua. Untung masih punya gengsi. Masa aku yang bilang dulu. Lama-lama aku pikir-pikir apa tua. Setelah hatiku mau, setelah hatiku malu. Coba kulihat lagi, tiada ya. Aku pun harus diam tenang. Walaupun kalau aku pergi, dia mencuri pandang. Coba kulihat lagi, mulai berani senyum dan menantang. Katanya dia memang kekasih yang ku sayang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di mana
Alright listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.